Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, what's up, familia? We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 Amp Radio with half the Chainsmokers and half Five Saws.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Welcome, familia. Thank you for hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having us. Thanks for the color-coordinated mics. Yeah. Makes it easy. We are musicians today.
Make it easy for you, right? We're celebrating the fact that you guys have a collab song together. Yes. Also are going on tour together.
Yep.
Is it officially a bromance, or are you guys kind of just kind of checking it
out
right now?
I thought it was, but then earlier in an interview, they had to say we were best friends, and they like halted and just didn't.
You know what it was?
They friend zoned you on the bromance out of the gates.
No. Drew and I were like, what? Yeah.
You know what it was? It was, I'd say best friends. I wouldn't say best buds.
Yeah.
Buds.
That was what it was. Best buds.
But what's buds versus friends? What would you say?
There's a big difference.
Okay, you
tell me.
Duh,
Chelsea.
Please
tell me.
I want to hear your explanation.
I guess there is.
I feel like where we're at now is like we all realize we're gonna get along really well. We just haven't had spent like enough time. You know what I mean? Like all the times we have spent together, we've enjoyed, but we've only had like seven or eight times we've gotten to hang out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think on your tour you're gonna have plenty of time.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about what went into this decision of going on tour together.
I mean, from us, it was pretty simple. Just like they're an incredible band, and we have this great song together. And for us, I think the most important thing when you like of shows that I've gone to enjoyed is not going to a show where you're seeing the same thing the whole entire night.
That was what you were saying before. It was like it's cool because you get to see these kind of two acts that aren't necessarily doing the same thing, but then like with this song that we've released together, you know, when we are gonna play that together.
Right.
And when that's going to happen, it's going to feel like a kind of like a combination of forces coming together to play, you know, which is essentially what this song is. And like,
What came first? Did the tour come first or the song came first?
The song
came first. Yeah, I think that was important as well, actually, because we've had this song, like we've heard it like kind of come and go for like the past 2 years. Weirdly, and the Chainsmokers brought it up again about us being on it again. We kind of went to the studio and put a few things that we felt were important for us to put in the song. Like, we love the acoustic guitar in the chorus and a few little guitar parts. Obviously, they do their thing, and they did a really good job of mixing the two worlds together. And I think from that, it was kind of like, well, this is actually a really cool melding of our two worlds. And then, you know, I guess that comes with the thought. It was the thought of touring together came from them because it is their tour. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, I think the song came first, but it make sense.
It was funny because like, we're all hanging out, like making this song together, and you're like both respectively like finishing the year up when we had like been writing this song, which is, you know, a lot of touring we had both done. And then we were like, wait, why don't we just ask them to tour more with us?
Right.
You know, it was like kind of funny because we were both like, I can't wait to just get off tour and relax. And then like secretly Drew and I were like, baby, don't ask them yet. You know,
like, we have that in common. Yeah. Yeah.
Just give them a week and a nap.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't ask them. Yeah, don't ask them yet.
The song "Who Do You Love," right? Interesting lyrics in there, and I'd like to know where the inspiration came from in regards to finding some cigarettes in a girl's jacket, and you know she doesn't smoke, and then you realize that she moves a little different in bed all of a sudden.
Got new tricks.
That's the line we took out.
Where'd you learn that?
What was the line we took out?
Yeah, what was the line?
That lyric to me, the cigarettes one, is like such a like ultimate description of what the song is about for me, and I think it's about that feeling of where you want to trust someone, but like you keep finding hints that it's like, you know, when you find cigarettes in someone's pocket, you're like you don't smoke, and then you know it's kind of these signs that point together, but you ultimately you want to be with this person and make that work, and I think everyone's kind of. It's kind of like a bit of trust issues, I guess, but also it's like, you know, getting played sucks.
Yeah.
Have you guys all experienced getting played in the past?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I think so.
I haven't.
Oh,
no.
Never been played.
Well, as far as I know.
Yeah. He's still collecting the signs. You know what I mean?
But it's like, it's such a real feeling. You know what I mean? And I think this song, like in a fun way, kind of touches on those things in a lighthearted way. You know, but like he said, it's like such a visual thing that like we all have been there where you like see something that doesn't like add up, or you know, like get in the car with someone and it's like you're like, whoa. Like, whose is this? You know what I mean? And it's like, oh, it's a, you know, and I think it's fun the way that the song starts out like that, because it, like, right away you're put in this place. Yeah, exactly.
How was it when you guys got in the studio together and to come up with this song and that theme? Like, how did you guys kind of work together?
We spent about, like, about an hour of the session just, like, listening to music.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
like, jamming before we actually even started working on the song. But it was this thing of where we came in and we all kind of wanted to go in fresh and like all just like completely revisit this together as well. So like we didn't want to be like, you guys just go and do what you imagine it
yeah.
do, or like we'll go and record our stuff. It was like, let's all get together, let's like listen and think about how we can create this like so thing that represents both of us.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, what's important to you in this song?
Yeah.
What's like not important? What parts like mean a lot to you? Where do you see this thing, you know, this going? And then and it was great. And it was like, but then when we left, I remember it was like we were all really enthusiastic about it. And I remember you guys were like, we're gonna go back to our studio right now, because I mean everyone has their preference in guitars and way of recording. And you guys were like, we'll send you the
like
stem.
100 different guitar parts.
Which was like awesome, because you get that and you're like, this is so sick, because you know, they're like, I mean, they're really talented musicians. So you're like, this is like, jam these in our session, you know what I mean? And it brings the song to life and got us really jacked up.
You guys brought up the fact of how you're bringing two different worlds together, two different types of music together. And I think that's really dope of what happens in this tour, which by the way, you guys are going to be here at the Forum November 26th here in LA. So we're excited for that. You're like, by the way, on Twitter, some of the Five Sauce fans are asking, how much time are you guys going to get in the show to be able to perform your songs?
They're very passionate.
How are you guys producing that aspect? Because you guys also have another singer on with you guys,
Lennon.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Lennon and Stella. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think at the moment, if I can say, I think we have about an hour to play or
I
something.
Hope so. Better. I don't think much longer. I think 75 minutes. Maybe.
Yeah.
And then probably 5 of those minutes will be with you guys anyways.
Yeah.
10 to 5.
Is that like a smooth transition? You guys just go right into your set from Five Sauce?
I think that's a...
I feel like, I mean, it's like, you know, I mean, the tour's a ways away. I know we're planning it like now, the actual like...
Go on the record now.
Yeah. I mean, the whole point of this is to like bring both our fan bases together and show everyone a good time. So to me, it was never like, you know, showing one person less love than the next or like whatever. It was just like everyone should get whatever they need, and then who cares if we need to stay start early or stay on later, you know what I mean? I think like it's just about putting on the best show possible. So I would hope like everyone's fans walk away like enough of whatever.
People experiencing new groups that they maybe have never been exposed to and loving them. So I think if you just have a show that rips from beginning to end, you know, no one's going to be upset.
Mm-hmm. And what's dope about that is that your guys' fans are going to get to know each other as well, around the world. And it's going to be cool.
Our fans are super nice.
Yeah.
They're really lovely.
I love that you're like,
I'm very passionate. Yeah, I'll tell you that. Like that.
speaking about who do you love, and Chelsea and Brian and I were talking about this beforehand, but if you had to choose one person today, Valentine's Day, to say, I love this person, who would it be? Let's go down the road with you guys.
I'd probably say Scott Stapp from Creed. I think he needs a bit of love right now. Obviously, my girlfriend.
She's
you know,
second, but yeah.
Love you. But for comedic purposes, I'd say Scott Stapp from Creed. I think he needs a bit of love right now. And I think he has some hits. I think he can come back again. So
tight.
Alex.
Obviously, he's been played before.
After what you said, I feel pretty bad. Obviously, my fiance is going to be second. But hey, like, I hope you're all right.
Yeah,
you got through everything, man.
You got congrats, Alex.
Thank you. I'm going to send my love to the 5 Seconds of Summer fans out there.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet, right? And then my girlfriend. Also.
Send some love to Drew.
Yeah, and Drew, wherever you are, Drew.
Your other half, your other chain.
He's doing another interview right now.
Yeah, he is.
You got to use this opportunity and platform to score points for the tour. And then the people in your life that accept you regardless, right?
Exactly.
Go back to your first
name. Yeah, exactly.
So, although you guys are in relationships, any last minute ideas for any dudes that are freaking out right now? They have nothing to do with in regards to planning for their girl or their fiance or their wife.
Yeah.
Just what would be individually like one of the things that's worked for you that you're like, man, this is gold right here. Last minute status.
Besides tickets at the Forum November 26th.
Yeah. I'd say get tickets to the to our tour together.
It's a double show. So the 25th will also.
Besides bringing them on stage to play with you guys.
I think we actually have a song about it called Valentine, but I think it's about the little things and not overthinking it and spending money. It's more about, I don't know, getting up early, maybe make some breakfast for your significant other or something.
That's a nice one.
Just like, it's all, because it's all kind of, I can't say, like, it's kind of all, what's the word?
It's all like kind of,
it's all like a marketing spiel for a lot of it. So I think doing something sweet is, you know, always going to work.
Just showing you care.
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, it's like, I think the obviously people go out and spend money and stuff, which is fine if you that's what you want to do. But I feel like girlfriends or boyfriends are looking for something just really thoughtful, and they just want to be reminded that they're special. So like the gestures are the big deals, you know what I mean? Doing something that you probably stopped doing, you know what I mean? Since you got comfortable. So even like just writing a hand, written letters, you know what I mean, and just like being, you know
I
mean?
Need that, this dude, that it's tomorrow and I got nothing. Yeah.
It's
I
know. All posted on the mirror, just
or even okay, an easy one is like just like a scavenger hunt around your house with like little things, you know what I mean?
Him,
just something as sweet as that would be.
What do you hide in the scavenger?
You got your tickets for the show,
yeah.
You got you've got
scrambled,
you got the CD,
scrambled eggs, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Michael, you're newly engaged too.
Yeah,
so
I am.
This is like congratulations, but this is a big Valentine's Day for you then. So have you thought about it at all? Am I putting the pressure on you right now?
All right, so I'm just gonna. All right, so what happened?
Did his fiance send you?
What happened was I said to her, I was like, listen, I'm like really stressed this year. I don't know what I'm gonna do for Valentine's Day. I'm like, I'm struggling, and I just need you to like give me some advice on like what you want
to
do.
Tell me what
like,
to do.
Like what you want from me, because I'm a very like task-orientated person. I'm like, if she's like, hey, I need this, I'm like, all right, cool, I got you. And it's like, I'm
socks.
Bad at thinking on my own.
You just want effective communication.
And then so I said that to her, and then maybe like 2 days ago, I was like, babe, you still haven't told me what you didn't want to do for Valentine's Day. And she's like, I've been hinting all month.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I told you that.
How
the point
you
is
the
that I don't get hints. I'm not a hint person.
I already married you.
Yeah, like, isn't that enough?
Yeah.
So did you figure out what the hints were?
No. I'm still looking. I'm like you're going back through our old texts. I'm like, God damn it, is it this?
You have like 12 hours. So.
You know, like when investigators put up a board and there's pictures and there's strings. Like, I've got to figure this out. Thank you guys. Appreciate you guys taking the time to hang out, talk about your tour that's coming up, World War Joy, and also your song, Who Do You Love? Appreciate you guys bringing two different worlds together.
Yes.
And we're excited to see what comes from that.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
thank you.
Guys.
Chainsmokers, Fi Sauce, Chainsauce on 97.1 Amp Radio.
Chainsauce.
Love you guys.
Chainsaw.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.